And the time for the next coach on our teleconference, which is Illinois' Tyra Perry. The Fighting Illini are 36-17 overall. They ended Big Ten play with a 13-8 record. Illinois enters the Big Ten tournament as the number 6 seed, preparing to face number 11 seed Maryland in the first round Thursday at approximately 1:30 p.m. Central Time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, we are excited to have made the Big Ten tournament. We are a little bit disappointed, you know, in that we didn't continue in last year's trend that we, you know, finished in the top four and had a chance to have the bye on Thursday. But that being said, you know, we lost a lot of key players last year, had a lot of newcomers, new players to the field that, you know, started out slow in the non-conference season. But, you know, as the season went on, we continued to grow and develop. I'm especially proud of Carly Thomas's return. She was out for a year with an injury, so it's great to have her back. We also have Kiana Sherland doing a great job for us. Our pitching is starting to step up a little bit and come around with Taylor Edwards and Emily Ostreich.
Great. Thank you, Coach. Let's open up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
And Coach, while we wait for those questions to line up from the media, can you talk a little bit about the way your team played here in the last month of the season? You won 11 of your last 13. Is there some benefit to possibly playing the extra game in the tournament with as hot as your team is right now?
You know, I can agree with that. You know, we were just talking about that particular scenario with our team yesterday at practice, that it's kind of a good thing for us to continue playing, especially, like, again, with our pitching being pretty new to carrying the load. Brianna Wonderly threw, you know, numerous innings, most of the load for us last year and even quite a few innings a year before that. So, you know, Taylor Edwards was kind of spotted in. So, you know, her throwing and just kind of getting the feel of, you know, how to pitch games, how to locate has been key for us. And our transfer, Emily Ostreich, has really developed as well just with more reps. So I can definitely agree that, you know, playing that additional game could be beneficial for us potentially in the long run.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your team went to the NCAA tournament last year. A lot of those players are returning this season. Some of that experience, how do you see that translating over to this season?
We have quite a few returning, but then we lost quite a few key players. So I think it's been kind of interesting just watching the team gel together. When we started this season, we only had two returners to the infield with Annie Fleming's injury, that season-ending injury. We actually had Lee Farina, who played second base for us last year, who's now playing short, and Stephanie Abello. Those two were the only returning infielders. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time to develop chemistry. So I think, you know, those two have led the way in the infield, and we're starting to see, you know, better play there. In the outfield, Carly Thomas was returning after a year out. We had Kiana Sherland and Maddie Doan, who was with us, you know, for a year after transferring in. You know, so I think those two have kind of helped Carly kind of get reacclimated. And, you know, we talked a lot about NCAAs, trying to get back to the NCAAs. It's a long shot for us with the at-large bid, but we still believe that many, you know, we've seen crazier things happen. And then also we're just going to fight for the, you know, the championship here with the Big Ten tournament.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you joining us on the call today, and good luck this weekend at the tournament in Madison.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.